My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
He's a real person.
Oh.
I don't know. I took a picture with him, though. They were like, you got to take a picture. I was like, sure, why not?
So now you know two cookies.
I know two cookies.
Yeah. The one in the morning and the one from U of D. All right.
One is less smarmy.
You're probably right about that. Okay. Here's the deal. We got less than an hour till trade deadline expires. Scott Harris is talking at 7 o'clock. The news of the day is Chafin was traded. The Tigers lose. Carson Kelly was dealt, what, yesterday or 2 days ago. And that's all. That's it. It's a seller's market. Teams are giving up boatloads for some of these players to try to win a World Series this year. So we're wondering what the hell is going on with Jack Flaherty. A rental. I bet Rico $20. Flaherty's going to get moved. Rico says no. So we're thinking, like, does this mean the Tigers are all in for next year? This is the so-called core that Scott Harris has talked about. They spend and trade to win this year or next year. And we might find out at 7 o'clock. But I do have some breaking news that Rico might not like. According to our good buddy John Morosi, who joined the show yesterday, Roman Anthony, a top Red Sox prospect, scratched from the lineup today at AA Portland. And then Ben Verlander, Justin's brother, who's been all over the trade deadline stuff. By the way, Ben Verlander said the Tigers could have got more than Toronto gave up for Kikuchi, or got for Kikuchi, for Jack Flaherty, obviously. But they decided to keep Jack Flaherty. So Ben Verlander says Jack Flaherty, ? So apparently Roman Anthony is a guy that maybe could come to Detroit from the Red Sox in a Flaherty deal, which, by the way, would be interesting because the Red Sox are trying to make the postseason as a wild card team. And then you look at the fact that the Orioles and the Yankees in the same division, they're going to the playoffs as well. So they're just trying to keep pace.
Hold on, guys. I got something for you here because I'm wondering if this was a mistake. Then maybe this trade may happen. So Bob Nightingale. Nope, Bob Nightingale tweets out, 1 hour remains until the trade deadline with two of the game's biggest starters still on the market. Garrett Crochet of the Chicago White Sox and Jack Flaherty of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Whoa!
The Dodgers continue to be engaged.
Whoa, he's already called Flaherty a Dodger.
So is this happening?
Maybe it's happening. Uh-oh. Maybe the big unveil's coming out. Uh-oh, Rico, how you feeling? How you feeling, Rico?
Well, Rieger, it's you. You always lose, so I'm still feeling good.
People, I'm looking at the comments. Somebody says Freudian slip. Flaherty plays for the Dodgers. Wrong. Jack Flaherty of the Dodgers. Oh, wow. This is exciting. Deal or no deal, does Jack Flaherty get dealt? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. And again, this Red Sox prospect in Double-A, very good pitcher, Roman Anthony, scratched, supposed to pitch today. So maybe he comes back in a Flaherty deal. Let's go to Derek. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Derek?
Hey, Rieger.
Hey, Derek. Good. How are you?
I want you to ask Scott Harris. There's not going to be a trade. Rico's 100% right. There's not going to be a trade.
How do you know?
I can feel it. This guy is just a PR guy. He's a public relations guy. Look at what he did with Frisco. Basically nothing, okay? This is all just smoke and mirrors. But what I want you to do is when you're in at that interview, I want you to ask Scott, okay, let's hypothetically say he doesn't make the trade. Okay, well, how do you see what's going on? And don't tell us about you got to let the young hitters get at bats. Like, what's going to happen starting in April next year? Tell us, Scott. Well, how do you see it?
Well, Derek, I mean, that's why I think if he doesn't trade a guy like Flaherty, you hope that means good news for the organization. You hope that means they're going for it in the offseason, right? You got a great pitching rotation. So, yes, I will ask the question.
Well, the next question, too, is if, you know, I don't want to be overly rude or anything, but I'm sure you're going to say to him, too, does that mean we're going to look at seeing something come December when the sprint of the winter meetings are? Because you've done nothing. And
your mouth
to
God ears.
Yeah. Well, go on.
Well, I was just going to say is this because, like, you guys, I've listened to you guys for quite a while in the last 7 or 8 weeks, and you guys have hammered away for all of us, and we appreciate it, but we're getting really kind of more and more frustrated with him as it's like, what was it, $53 million under the cap or something? Like,
well, there's no cap, but I hear you. Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying, eh? It's just like, come on, dude, show us what you got, because as far as I'm concerned, Al's not any worse than this guy. This guy's had 2 full years now, almost. Like, do something. You know? I don't know.
Thank you, Derek. By the way,
you can feel the frustration with Derek, and I think a lot of people, where you're sick of spinning your wheels. You want to see something. You want to see this team get better. And, yeah, you're willing to write off the rest of this year if you at least know you're making steps to becoming – you know, a playoff team, a World Series contender, instead of every year, it's just a fun time down at the ballpark. Mike hates it when I say that, but that's really what the Tigers have become, Rieger. On a nice night, you just head down to the ballpark and have fun. That's it. Win or lose, just go have some fun with your buddies.
Rico, I don't want to believe that. I've heard you say it many times, but you're right. Absolutely right. Unless this is all building to something. There's two quick things. Roman Anthony is an outfielder, not a pitcher. So I screwed that up. I'm sorry. But he's Boston's second-rated prospect. He got scratched today. So unless he's vomiting from some bad sushi or something, you know what? He's getting traded.
Well, I don't know. No. John Heyman tweets out, Roman Anthony scratch has no relationship to a trade. He's basically untouchable.
Bad sushi then, right?
Well, all right.
This is
like Rieger in the 5-foot putt.
This is so infuriating. Every little glimpse of hope that you see on social media that you could connect to Jack Flaherty getting dealt, it all gets squashed seconds later.
Maybe he'll be a Dodger. Maybe they're working with the Dodgers. Maybe
how about this ticket text?
Nightingale knew something.
I want to read you this ticket text, if I can. Because I'm actually sticking up for Scott Harris. Jeff, why are you smashing Harris like the deadline is done? You're a disingenuous D-bag. I don't think I am smashing Harris. I'm holding out hope that if you keep Flaherty, it's for the reason of you're looking to go to war next year and try to win.
Mm-hmm. No, I think we've been fair. It's if nothing happens, if Chafin was your last deal, then Scott, you need to tell the members of the media and the Tigers fans, what are you doing? What is the next big play, and when do you officially start bringing in players that can get this thing going? Because I don't think we can go through another year of just waiting on the young guys. That's getting old.
248-539-9797. 49 minutes to go. Thank God, by the way. I mean, we've been talking about the deadline for 5 months, I feel. 49 minutes, no, 48 minutes to go. Will Jack Flaherty get dealt? Will any other Tiger get dealt? Harris speaks at 7. What do you want to hear from Scott Harris? And more than anything, what are you feeling right now as a Tiger fan? Are you, like the last caller, just sick of it? You don't give a damn? Are you on pins and needles waiting to see what happens and what the haul in return would be? Or are you happy that maybe you keep a Flaherty? Here's the other thing, by the way. It's even more agonizing when you see what other teams are getting for their good players, knowing that if Scott Harris was more active, you'd get a similar return. 97 won the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.